This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome back to hour number two of today's Bob Tuscan Show. Yeah, that's right. We're moving back to 5 days a week, and I am really looking forward to that. We'll be on from 9 to midnight Central Time, and that should be a lot of fun. Even Bob Tuscan Jr., I don't know if you can hear him here in the background. Oh, yeah, you like that? Yeah, that should be fun, big guy. All right, so Mom will be here any second to help me, but in the meantime, let's get back to John, the nuclear expert that has been a regular on the show for a very long time now. John, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Let's say we take some calls, and then we'll get back into some of what we foresee in the near future coming from the nuclear disaster in Fukushima. We'll go to, let's see here, do we have Fred on the line, Mr. Producer? All right, Fred, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your question or comment?
Well, several. Okay, a little bit of PhD humor here to lighten it up a wee bit, if that's possible. Michio Kaku said in recent weeks, Freudian slip, Kaku, he did say that the solution to pollution is dilution. Hey, can we get a rap song, a PhD rap song going here? The solution to pollution is dilution.
I think you just came into a new song.
So that's what Professor Kaku says. So not to worry, everybody, because the ocean is a really vast. You know, like Carl Sagan's billions and billions and billions of cosmic matter. Might even be dark matter. You know, I think maybe Kaku's got a brain full of dark matter, actually. For all of us who are looking forward to glowing during the day, this, you know, might be the grand opportunity. However, there is perhaps a positive side, because there seems to be a Nikola Tesla protege, Don Hutchison out of Canada, who made a couple appearances on Coast to Coast after the BP disaster, wherein he divulged the fact that he had this super high-tech system, which he demonstrated in adjacent waters where there was equally egregious contamination. And within hours of utilizing this Tesla-type frequency technology, the highly contaminated water was transformed into a pristine state. That's where I would look for the solution, if the one does really exist.
All right, John, what do you think about that?
Yes, laboratory tests have been completed on various solutions. One of the solutions is using a particular form of electromagnetic radiation, which will, in actual fact, speed up the decay process of the material. So the uranium, instead of taking, you know, millions of years to decay, we can bring that down to literally a few hours. But of course, the particles or the rays being outputted once you begin this process are intense. You know, you cannot get rid of one source of energy and transform it into another without an equal amount of energy being moved over. So, yeah, it is possible in a laboratory, an event, but on a large scale,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it could be deployed quick enough, because the reason TEPCO has put forward this cry for help is because it is right on the cusp of being a total disaster.
Yeah. Fred, what's your next point? We have some other callers, so I'll let you finish up with this.
Certainly, thank you. Okay. Tritium. Strangely, yeah. I recall a watch company tag, Auer, is it? H-E-U-E-R, wherever, Switzerland maybe. They have their dials decorated in tritium. That is the markings on the watch face.
Is that the glow in the dark markings?
Glow in the dark, glow in the day. There's even handgun sights. True glow fiber optic the company True Glow tritium fiber optic TFO is being advertised for handguns. So. Yeah, it's in certain marketplaces, and as if it's, well, you know, it's just a ubiquitous, user-friendly, technology, you know, to wear on your...
This is on a different scale, so what's your point here, Fred?
My point is I think there's some rather egregious collusion. John Lear would make a good interview, Bob, because he has a rather interesting perspective on that event.
All right. I'll look into that. I've heard several of John Lear's interviews over the years, and I'll check into that. All right, Fred. Well, thank you for your call. I always appreciate it, man.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Blue in Tennessee. Blue, how are you?
Hey, gentlemen. The first question that I have, how dangerous is the rain in the U.S.?
Good question. John?
At the moment, the contamination of the atmosphere has been limited because of the actions of TEPCO and cooling this so that the actual fires have been put out. However, if cooling pool 4 in the number 4 reactor does collapse, that all goes out the window. At the moment, you're still getting the particles coming across on the wind, but not as severe and in such quantities as it was in the first month or two of the disaster.
Okay. And then I had two observations. You know, if you look at the rewilding project from Agenda 21, and you combine that with the red bloom of the sea, could it possibly be that they had this planned all along, and the whole purpose of rewilding is to reintroduce oxygen into the air to make up for the fat?
That's an interesting connection you made there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take 20 years before the trees get big enough, but they'll be underground, and we'll be dead.
Yeah, unintended consequence.
But actually, you see, the trees do produce a lot of oxygen, but the seas, because they cover so much more, and the sea plankton is so prevalent right throughout the sea, It's they that produce the majority of the breathable oxygen for the human race, not the forests.
What if we just planted a bunch of trees everywhere?
Well, yeah, with the increased carbon dioxide, they grow quicker.
Yeah,
because they can consume the carbon.
Don't forget global warming.
And free the oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another point that I wanted to ask. With the weight of these reactors, and obviously we know that they're sinking, could that possibly be contributing to the tectonic plates moving around and creating sinkholes in South Louisiana?
You sound like my wife here talking about the sinkholes. We'll address that when we come back, Blue. Stand by, and we'll take more calls as well.
The Bob Tuscan Show. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, we're taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We'll give that number out to you again. Get out your crayon, write this down. If you want to talk with myself or John, our nuclear expert on the show today, it's 800-313-9443. We're going to go to Lou next and then Mark and you at 800 313-94-43. But first, let's address Blue's last question. She wants to know about the effect on our plate tectonic system and whether or not there is any connection to the sinkholes that we're seeing pop up or pop down, in this case, all over the place. John, any insight on that?
Actually, a guy called Gary Hecox, he's a hydrogeologist, has suggested that the salt domes are being dissolved by various means, water and the emission of methane gas. But what's more alarming is he's also suggesting that a cavern is appearing under the Fukushima reactors because of the introduction of all this water. And then the hot cores melting down through this sludge. And what we see now is steam vents all around the site, which suggests that the material is being vented. And it's got to come from somewhere, and it would suggest that it's creating a sinkhole cavern underneath the actual reactor buildings. This is why it's so urgent to find out what is really, really going on. No one knows. TEPCO's not telling us everything that they know. Why haven't they used ground-penetrating radar? It could be used in the Bayou Corn to see how big that sinkhole is there. Ground-penetrating radars. Some of these radars are capable of being used from satellites in low orbit to actually read what's under the surface. Why isn't it being done? It's crazy.
Well, there comes a point where their incompetence just is not a good excuse. You know, they should use these things, and they have them at their disposal to do so. So there's got to be something else.
I'm not an expert on these particular phenomena, you know, the sinkhole cabins.
Right.
But Gary Hecox he's a hydrogeologist, and yes, he considers them to be very serious.
My wife, of course, we're in Florida, and there's been a lot of sinkholes here. Excuse me. Ah. Sneezing on the air. That was fun. This isn't... anyways. Thank you, sir. Anyways, I was saying we're in Florida and there's been lots of sinkholes here, and we have something known as a karst topography, which is essentially limestone that is like Swiss cheese after a while because of acidic rain that creates caverns in the limestone, and it's what causes the sinkholes, so on and so forth. But my wife posted this video that's gone viral now on our website at bobtuscan.com of a sinkhole in Louisiana that just swallowed these trees. It's an incredible phenomenon to watch these sinkholes. And then there's one in Kansas that we saw that's just absolutely mammoth. It's quite crazy to look at. So anyways, we'll continue to keep our eyes on the sinkhole situation. I sometimes feel like our planet is one giant sinkhole these days, but that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to the phone lines. Lou has been waiting patiently. Hello, Lou.
Hello, gentlemen. First of all, Bob, thank you for bringing up this tremendously important, critical subject matter. And your guest, John, I have a quick comment and then a question for John. Relative to the use of ground-penetrating radar, it's my belief that they probably have been doing this from the start. They're simply not telling us, as is the case with so many things that they're not telling us. I just have a little anecdote. In August of 2011, months after the initial event, the seafood marketing arm that represents the commercial fisheries here on the coast of British Columbia, in a PR move, wanted to quell their customers' fears about radiation and contamination in the fish. So they asked the federal government, the Fisheries Canada, to test the fish and basically, you know, give it an all clear, which they did in August. They went out and they caught exactly 11 fish, tested them, gave them all a clean bill of health, and there you go. It's fine to eat the seafood. They haven't tested any more since. The just down the road from where I am in Victoria, there is actually one of the international test sites for the nuclear test ban treaty. There's five in total in Canada. These are probably, you know, the best monitoring equipment that we have any access to, and they were posting the results directly after the Fukushima event online, so that you could watch. You could watch the daily readings. I was on a webpage, and that went dark in August of 2011 and hasn't appeared since. Neither have any of the other background radiation monitoring sites been posted. Health Canada has just said, you know, there's nothing to see here, move along. And, of course, the same has occurred in the U.S. With the EPA monitoring sites, et cetera. They're just not telling us. And this is a tragedy that, you know, will keep haunting us, you know, as long as you and I are going to be alive anyway, and certainly, and I have grandchildren, I fear for their, you know, their future. But for John, I have a question right now. I recently read a report relative to the spent fuel pool and Building 4, and maybe John can shed some light on this, technically speaking. The I would kind of assume that in a normal functioning environment, these nukes, they have, I would probably say, automated systems that move, you know, the cranes and that sort of thing, that move these, because it seems to me a very delicate procedure to move all these rods around and that sort of, and put them in storage containers and all that sort of thing. And now that that's all gone, this report that I read indicated that TEPCO's plan is to actually move these things manually, under manual control somehow, because, you know, the equipment doesn't exist anymore to do it, you know, with any kind of precision. And so, you know, John, do you know anything about this? Is this something that would even be feasible? I mean, there's 1,300 plus fuel rods. They don't even know the condition that they're in, and they're going to try and somehow, you know, pick these things out, you know, under human operation rather than, you know, automated control of some sort.
Well, I mean, it would have to be done by remote machines, because once these fuel rods are in the water 30 feet down for a reason, because of the highly radioactive nature. A fuel rod is actually more radioactive once it's been in a reactor and is so-called spent than it is when it was first placed in that reactor. All these different radicals are created within the rod, these nucleates. But anyway, so yes, it might be possible, but they'd have to do it with robots. And if they do it with robots, they've got to protect the CPUs and the electronics from the gamma radiation once they take these rods out of the water, because it will destroy them.
All right, I hate to do this, but we got to come right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
...800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. If you would like to jump in on this discussion about the Fukushima nuclear disaster, we're talking with John, who has been with me from the very beginning of this event and has pretty much disclosed a lot of information that has, well, later come to be absolutely the case. And his background is in the nuclear industry. He worked with the British Special Forces way back when as a nuclear specialist. And we were taking your calls, and we had Lou on the line. Lou, did he answer most of your question? Are you still with us, sir?
Yeah, Bob. I had one more question, and this is concerning the cooling water. If you read TEPCO's reports, they're, I guess, provisioning now a tank farm for up to 700,000 tons of water. But my question to John is, initially TEPCO indicated that they sort of went into this thing thinking that they could reuse some of this cooling water, but that doesn't seem to be the case, and now there seems to be no end in sight. I mean, how much water can they potentially store?
Right.
And, is there any way that they, what are you going to do with this water? I mean, who's going to want it? How can you get
exactly.
rid of this thing?
That's my next question. Where does it go? Is it evaporated into our atmosphere? How do they discharge this water in a safe fashion, John? And thanks for the call, Lou. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Do we still have John?
Okay, basically, they do have storage facilities, but within the first few weeks, the facilities were completely full. And, of course, the water they were unloading directly into the buildings, onto the reactors, the reactor vessels, in an attempt to keep them cool, were just flowing out through the basement when the core had gone into its meltdown situation, which was within the first 3.5 hours, as I explained in many previous shows. And it's entering the groundwater, and I said the actual ground on which this complex has been built is so soggy, it's like marshland, and any vibration will turn it to liquid. I don't know whether you've seen on videos and things, landslides, where what appears to be solid ground, once a landslide starts, goes into a liquid, almost flows like a liquid. But that's the nature of this ground that these reactors, these reactor buildings are sitting on. So any small vibration from an earthquake will inevitably cause sinking of the reactors. And there is a suggestion that a cavern is forming because the water had lots of chemicals dissolved in it to try and suppress the fission reaction. That has worked its way through the strata, and it's been going out to sea for quite some period of time. And they built this wall, which of course increased the pressure of this water because it was at a higher level above the sea, so it increased the flow. And there is now a suggestion that this water has actually cut its own, if you like, tunnel ways out to sea. And there's no way they can stop it.
Wow. It's,
these people are desperate. That's why they've been calling for the world's experts to go there as soon as possible.
Do you think anybody's going to actually come and help?
I
mean,
well,
we haven't heard Barry Sotero say anything about this, have we?
No.
You know, so, you know, they'll sit there and talk about Iran's potential for a nuclear weapon. Forget a nuclear weapon, folks. This trumps a nuclear weapon, if I can even speak. This trumps a nuclear weapon tenfold. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Western New York calling, hi. wondering what you thought of the significance of Google Earth satellite images that showed the destruction in late 2011, early 2012. And last I checked a few months ago, it's pre-explosion satellite images.
They've doctored the images on Google Earth? That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, I've been on several different networks, different shows the past few months, because when I saw this, I can't be the only one that went on Google Earth Maps, did the satellite search of the plant, and saw the absolute devastation of not only the plant, but if you zoom back, you could see where the whole tidal wave or tsunami came inland and changed the actual color. You could see the dark green to the left and the more brownish color to the right where the water had swept in so many miles. But they used the overlay date stamp, 2011 Google, and that is washed to the point where you can barely see it, but there are places where you can pick it out.
Interesting. Last week I posted on the website, bobtuscan.com, some footage of the tsunami coming in. And, wow, that I hadn't seen actual footage of it. It's incredible what devastation took place with that wave. John, have you noticed this about the Google Earth image? This is the first I'm hearing of this.
There
doesn't surprise me.
This is being minimized by everyone. Seriously. Yeah. You know,
massive cover-up, not just from the lamestream media, but from all parties.
From all parties. Governments, TEPCO, the nuclear industry in general. But what is more disturbing as well is the fact that the Japanese have been collecting all this debris from the tsunami, which has been contaminated, because obviously they couldn't collect it until the waters had receded, by which time all these plants were spewing radiation everywhere, including number 4 explosion, which shot the reactor rods high into the air and spread them all over the place. So
reminds me of 9/11 in a
And then you find that they're collecting all this contaminated rubbish, and what are they doing with it? Burning it.
Yeah. Oh wow. That's smart. It's like the idiots that have a campfire and throw a plastic bottle in it. That's always irked me. Mark, I'm going to look into this Google Earth thing. I appreciate the call. I'm definitely going to check into this. Send me an email with some of this info. Perhaps we'll publish an article about it. Let's talk with Mike in Maryland now. Mike, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show, great guest. I have two questions, if I may. My first question is, from the get-go, I was hearing, and maybe this was disinformation, that they're going to have to evacuate whole cities to even include Yokohama and Tokyo. So my first question is, in the short term and maybe the midterm, with the worsening situation there, is there a possibility that they might have to evacuate not just tens of thousands, but maybe tens of millions of people out of the country of Japan? And if so, where will they go? And I have a second question, if I may, if you answer that one.
Let's answer this question first.
Mike, we had talked about this,
John and I, a while back. And, John, from what I recall, you don't think it's actually going to happen. You think they're going to be left to rot.
I do honestly think so. But what is an indication of the seriousness of the situation is that the Koreans and the Chinese are suing TEPCO because of their lack of action. The Chinese and the Korean Peninsula, north and south, are getting hammered with the airborne radiation because of the track that the cyclonic weather takes. I mean, you know, we call it hurricanes here, they're cyclones there, but they're the same thing. But even the normal weather patterns where you get these low pressures is cyclonic. And it just, the general stream of air is taking the high level atmospheric radiation.
Can I hang on, please?
Yeah, Mike, we'll hold you over the break here and let you ask your next question. And we'll also take Damien in Florida and your calls at 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Okay, it's our final segment with John, the nuclear specialist that has been joining me from the very beginning, covering this troubling situation in Japan that affects the entire planet. This is a big story here, folks. You know, it really makes me wonder if I should be spending nearly as much time on many of the other things that I might discuss on a regular basis. Well, I won't be, totally discouraged, but nonetheless, I think we really should keep our eyes on this and understand the magnitude of this situation. And John, I thank you for covering this with me for some time now. John, we were going to take some final phone calls before I let you go, and Mark had one more question for you, Mike had one more question for you. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, if I understand correctly, from a first question, it looks like the Japanese are going to be left high and dry, just to wither on the vine, if I understand correctly, right?
Well, that's our intuition on this situation. We'll see what actually happens. As you know, the people of all of these countries are usually left for the slaughter, and the elites are probably already gone from that area. Sure. Now, that doesn't mean the politicians are gone, because many of the politicians are, well, not necessarily elites. They're sometimes just as much of a pawn as the next guy. So,
Okay, well, my second question is, if this follows to the logical conclusion of a worst-case scenario, to me, it doesn't sound like there's going to be a safe place on the planet, even if you get an underground bunker with 3 years' worth of water and food. It looks like the only possible escape route would be an Elysium-style space station 100 miles away from Earth. I mean, is it that dire that the entire all life on this planet is potentially at risk?
You know, Mike, that's a really great concern you bring up here. And we know that folks like Newt Gingrich and others have talked about going off the planet. This isn't a crazy conspiracy theory here. This is something that's been discussed out of their own mouths. John, two parts to this question. A, do you think they'll have to go off Earth? And B, do you think they're making plans to do so already?
Well, if experience of life for the past 70 years is anything to go by, they always seem to give us the information before they actually do it. So I would suggest that maybe they are doing, looking at that very scenario. The thing is, the worst case scenario depends on them stabilizing number 4 reactor cooling pool, where more than 50% of the 40 years of depleted uranium rods were stored. If that falls, then it's just not containable. It is an extinction level event.
Wow.
It just won't contain it. This is why TEPCO is so desperate. I mean, this is why the Chinese and the Koreans now are taking the Japanese government and the TEPCO corporation to the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
What does a suit in a court mean when we're all dead with an extinction level event?
Well, they're trying to force these people to do something, and they've been trying things that seem to work, but you know, pouring water on it kept it cool and stopped it burning, but it created a swampland, which is now flowing all this radioactive water.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike. This is really scary, and again, thank you for the call, Mike. Let's talk with Greg in California. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. I got a health question for John. John, should we be taking a particular type of kelp or iodine, or is it too late? Myself, I haven't taken anything or prepared. Should we be taking something to, you know?
There are, yes, but it's not just that particular substance. There are other substances that have been known about, and I can't remember the name.
Bentonite clay is one that has been shown to mitigate the exposure to radiation. There's something called zeolite that we've been trying. Yes, zeolite. Yep. It's a volcanic mineral, and that has been shown to trap some of the particles from out of our body. There's many things out there now. Whether or not they'll work in an extreme situation,
well, they do work. It mitigates the problem. Unfortunately, it doesn't cure the problem.
Yeah.
And radiation of this type is cumulative, so it may mitigate it for several years, 10, 15 years, but eventually the mitigation will fail because...
Greg, being in California, John, should he be more concerned than maybe me here in Florida?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm in Nevada right now, so what about there?
Well, all the west coast of America will be the first to feel the heat, mm-hmm. if you like. The problem
is too late. Go ahead, John.
Not too late, because the real disaster, this ultimate crisis, which has prompted TEPCO to ask for help, this mm-hmm. number 4 cooling pool hasn't fallen. But if it breaks, if it collapses, if anything disturbs it, an earthquake, which causes it to break, drain of water, then the fires will start and be impossible to extinguish.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, that is the danger, that once this these fuel rods are no longer cold and they fall together, because obviously they're going to break when this thing falls to the ground, they're going to be lying on top of one another. One of the real possibilities, although nobody has really gone into this subject that greatly, but if, say, two rods come together and melt and form a pool, if they happen to be 5.67 kilograms of plutonium, that's a critical mass, and it will fission. It will detonate like a nuclear bomb.
John, the other quick question, just those of us out in the open ranges or in cities, I've heard that if the barometric pressure falls below 30%, are these jet streams carrying enough radiation that when it falls like that, or should I just plainly ask, should we ever stand in the rain these days at all from now on?
Well, the majority of the airborne radiation has actually already been dispersed because of the way the Japanese cooled it and stopped it burning so quickly. However, this created this other problem, and this is the fear that this the whole disaster is predicated on them getting those rods out of the number four cooling pool. Yes, the rest of it is disastrous enough because it's poisoning the oceans and the seafood. Don't even think about eating any Pacific seafood.
Yes. But should we ever stop? I mean, should we ever stand in the rain anymore the rest of our lives?
Okay, yeah. The rain, as I say, because this the burning has been mitigated by the cooling and spraying so much water on, it is almost finished, although we are getting steam plumes coming out of the general site because of the melted down, the China syndrome or Chilean syndrome cause. They do carry tritium with them.
So
if we're caught out in a rainstorm, and if we're caught in a rainstorm out or in the city,
you're getting showered with it, yeah.
So you are. We should beware of exposure to the rain, bottom line. Yes?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call, Greg. I appreciate it. John, we're just about out of time here, I want to thank you for coming on. We have another hour to go. Are you able to hang out in case more people want to call in?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so we'll keep John on with me. He'll ride shotgun with me. I have a few other things planned for the next hour. I have a call that I made to a lamestream talk show. I played a contest. That's right. Bob Tuscan entered in to a drive time radio contest, and I think I was the winner. They didn't think I was the winner, but I'll play you that clip as well next hour, in addition to taking phone calls with John at 800-313-9443. We'll also open up the phone lines for anything else on your mind. Does this trump all other news? I'm beginning to think so. 800-313-9443. And just a quick reminder, starting September 2nd, we'll be moving back to 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to midnight Central Time.
Freedom ain't